time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Desiree Richardson. She is with the Price Farmers Market. Goes on Saturdays from 9 to 1. We're going to talk a little bit about the farmers market, what you can expect when you go down there. It's a lot of fun. I've been a couple of times. It's great. Get on down there and enjoy yourselves. Desiree, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting us.
So let's talk about the farmers market and what kind of things people can expect when they go down there and what they're going to see and what you guys usually have.
All right. So the farmers market, we, of course, have local fresh produce. This is produce that's actually grown in Carbon and Emery County. And then we have the vendors come. Right now, we've got apricots and plums that are just starting. Well, apricots are starting to finish out. Plums are just starting. We've got salad greens. There's different things like kale and Swiss chard. And some people are bringing early lettuces still. Zucchini. I don't know if you have any favorite zucchini recipes out there. Lots of people do, it seems.
It's hard
like.
To believe that people in this area have zucchini.
I know. It's been really good this year for us. I mean, yeah. Some years it's worse than others. Tomatoes are just starting. And if you want some good salad tomatoes, I've been seeing lots of vendors with cherry tomatoes. And so that's been a lot of fun that way.
And you know, and I don't do tomatoes. I really don't. But I've also been told that the tomatoes that you buy in a grocery store just aren't the same as a garden fresh tomato.
Garden fresh tomatoes are the things that I guess dreams are made of. You know, you have to have a fresh BLT with your first tomato out of your garden.
Maybe that's why I don't like tomatoes. I've never had a garden tomato.
Well, you're more than welcome to come over. I'm sure if you talk to some of our vendors, they invite you over to their house. They would enjoy some extra, you know, help to pick tomatoes or things like that. My kids, we have to keep out of the garden, or you know, they'll eat two tomatoes for them and one in the basket to go. So
you got to even it out.
Yes, you have to even it out. But there's different vendors. This year we have about 15 that are there every week, but there's, instead of just veggies, we've got local honey that comes in. We have some craft vendors that come in that have different things from home decor to crocheted items. We have a gentleman that brings pottery and his wife brings photography. We have a couple different bakers, you know, cinnamon rolls, sourdough breads, scones, muffins. There's even a gentleman in the show that's bringing coffee.
Well, and that was the one that I hit up, and that's what I told. Those cookies that he brought were unbelievable. My wife bought the scones. I had to go for the cookie.
And they're just wonderful. The chocolate chip ones, I've had the chocolate chip. They are delicious.
Those are the ones. I may have to come and buy some sourdough bread, though.
Yeah, sourdough bread's coming right now, too.
And so this all takes place on Saturdays, and it goes... From about 9 to 1, you said.
Right. And so you'll probably see us setting up probably between about 8:30 and 9. You're more than welcome to stop by, but 9 o'clock is when the market actually opens.
And you're right there in the parking lot of the Prehistoric Museum by the fire department.
Correct. Fire yeah. Station. So we kind of say we're behind the Cocopelli statue that is there. It's on First North and First East. And that's probably, you know, if you're a landmark person, yeah, aim for the Prehistoric Museum. We're right there in their parking lot.
And so this will go on until October, what was it?
Right.
The 13th?
So we usually don't give a date because as soon as it freezes, that's when a lot of our veggie vendors are not going to have anything to bring. And so we've gone to the end of October before. There's even been a couple years that they've gone into November because we have not had a hard frost until that time. So in October, you can start seeing like, you know, pumpkins and all the winter squash and things like that that'll be coming in. But it changes every week. So if you would like to see like a weekly menu, we post that on our Facebook page and you can find us at Price Farmers Market. And we usually like today, about 11 o'clock, we'll have that up and ready to go. So on Thursdays at 11, we have that menu.
Well, that's how I always plan my Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
I go on your Facebook page and I see, okay, the farmer's market is going to have this and this this week. We're going to have to get up there and do that.
Right.
So, and you guys have, if anybody is interested in joining the farmer's market, how do they get in touch with you? What's the best way?
The best way. Okay, so there's two really good ways. Actually, I guess three. So you can contact us through the Facebook page and just message us. You can send an email to info@pricefarmersmarket@gmail.com. And then also you can just show up on Saturday and fill out an application. So there is an application form, and yes, there are booth fees, but we would love to have any vendor come. We've had vendors with the farmers market from when it started, and there's just been a couple of us that have started this year also. So, you know, it works out either way. We do encourage even kids to come on the last Saturday to sell. If they get a 4x4 booth, if it's just produce or things like that. If they're actually making foods, we actually have to charge it a booth fee, but we'd even enjoy having them there and to bring them in. But we have, I mean, there was a little girl last year that brought bouquets. Her and her grandma worked and had fresh bouquets out of their garden and brought it in. And so those type of things. But there's so many different vendors, and it kind of, it changes every week a little bit. But now that school started, I think most of us will be home and be able to be there on Saturdays. So you can come down and enjoy. It's a family-friendly, you know, event in the morning.
All right. So that is the Price Farmers Market. It goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays, right there in the parking lot of the Prehistoric Museum. Desiree, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate being here.
And of course, if you have any information or you want to get some information, the best place is probably the Facebook page.
Yeah.
All your info's on there.
All your info's on
there. Price Farmers Market on Facebook, and it'll link you right into with all the questions. And yeah, about make sure you check that menu out, because it'll have everything you need. And then you can just, then you know what you can go pick up on Saturday.
It's for Saturday, and it could be for Sunday dinners or whatever you're doing, or barbecuing. You know, we never know what's going to be there.
All right. Desiree, thanks for coming in this
morning.
Thanks
so much.
Appreciate it. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.